This week's Shiurim have been sponsored by Family Weeder, Leilu Nishmas, Mamas Miriam, Chaya, Bas Rav Yecheskel. Aleha Shalom. Dalad Menachemov, Thursday the 4th of August, Rabbi Chaim Yitzchak Greenblatt, Practical Halachos for the Holiday.
Good morning. I would like to start by discussing some practical shilas which are frequently relevant during the holiday period or any time during the year when you're travelling or out and about. These halachas could come, could happen frequently. The Gemara in Brochus, Chof Tesson Obey, says, Kol hayotze la derech, tzorich lehispalel tfilas haderech. Zechiyuv, zesimen shulchan aruch, zemekuf yud, zechiyuv to say tfilas haderech. The poskim write that tfilas haderech is a shmira. It's a shmira for the journey, and that's why anoshim, women are also mechuyuv, they also need a shmira. Anybody who's part of the journey needs that shmira as mechuyuv b'tfilas haderech. It doesn't have to be a major outing, a major journey to be mechuyuv b'tfilas haderech. The halacha is if it's just one parasa, chutz la'ir, which is about 3 miles once you've left the city's parameters, 3 miles, a journey of 3 miles is already a chiyuv of tfilas haderech. Chatchila, one should say it the first possible opportunity when once you've left Ibura Shal'ir, which is about this is Ein Amo, 70 Amo, which is almost 140 foot. Once you've left 140 foot out of the ear, you should say Tfilas HaDerech. B'di'evet, if you didn't say it at the beginning of the journey, you forgot, you can say it any time during the course of the journey. As long as you haven't reached within one parasa of your destination, which is within 3 miles of your destination, you can say it anywhere along the way. The shayla which one often has, which I personally have a problem, is working out when is the end of the city. Because you always see isolated houses, and you look around you and you see, you know, a yishuv there, a yishuv there. And how do you measure exactly, if you're in a village maybe, where you can see clearly defined, this is the end of the village, the last house of the village, when you leave London, or places like this, it's very hard to know which is the edge of the city. I once heard from somebody that it's the M25 surrounds London once you leave the M25, but even that, you'll still find houses and people dwelling places along the way. This is for many years I had this unclear, and I found a very fascinating thing in the Orchos Rabbeinu from the Chazon Ish in the Chelek Aleph, and he says, "Don't worry about this. Why? Because he says the halacha is that if there's sakona, then you mechuyev to say tefillas haderech afilu toich ha'ir. If there's sakona, then it's got nothing to do with chutz la'ir." Is once you're traveling, and you're going in a car at a speed, then you're in a massive sakana, so you don't have to worry about leaving the ear. So he says, once it looks like generally your chutz la'ir, you should recite tefillas haderech. You don't have to be makvid to wait for the very last house, because it's not worse than a sakana toich ha'ir. One only has to say tefillas haderech once a day. Once a day, however long your journey is. And once a day is once every 24 hours. And you measure your 24 hours from Alois HaShachar, from the morning, through till the next Alois HaShachar. That means if you start off in the morning and your journey takes all the way through the night, even though you're entering Nacht, which is like a new day, in Torah, night is a new day. But in Hilchos Tefillas HaDerech, you don't have to repeat it, even though you're entering the next Jewish day in the calendar, you don't have to repeat it. It goes, Me'alos HaShachar Ad Alos HaShachar. If someone's gone on a really long journey, and goes through the night, starts in the day, through the night, right into the next day, into the next Alos HaShachar, which could happen, And even if you stop for a few hours, halacha is, it's still considered one long journey. So if you've really stopped and you're on to the next day, then of course you say tefillah satech. But once you're part of your journey, you know, some people drive to Europe, to Switzerland, you can drive, you can take 24 hours. And even if you stop maybe for an hour or two along the way for a break, but you're still on your journey. So you started the day, you've gone through the night, on to the next day. The Mishabur writes, if it's one long journey, and you said tefillah satech once, then one should not repeat it b'shem u'malchus. One should say yehi ratzon u'panecha, and one should say baruch atosh shemea tefillah, but not be choisim with a shame. Not be choisim with a shame. Unless one stops and restarts the journey again. Traveling by plane, there is in some sidurim printed an extended nusach for a plane journey, an addition, a special nusach for to daven for the dangerous chas v'sholem of a flight. And in the Sefer Siach Halacha, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, he was asked about this additional tefillah, and he says, "Do not say it." He says because you've got the original text from the Gemara in Brachas, our text of Tefillas HaDerech. And when it says the word, B'chol minei peronios, hamisrachshos, v'vos l'oilam, it says, Chazal covered all circumstances. Chazal b'chol chumosah said, B'chol minei peronios, v'davon v'chas v'sholem, any dangers, that includes all circumstances. And we should stick to the original text of Chazal and not say any additional tefillas. I once heard a story from Matisyahu Salomon Shlita. He said that he was travelling from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim in a Shirut. There were seven people, six from people, and the driver was a Chiloyi. And they said, Tfilas HaDerech B'Kavona was travelling six Choshev Yidin together. And the driver sort of said a comment, like he poked, he says, Chayes Roz, I've been on this road in how many years, Chayes, Ach Pam no Raiti Chayes Roz, I've never seen Chayes Roz, I've never seen that. So a few minutes later, a massive bee came into the taxi and started hovering around the driver. And unfortunately, it gave him a sting on his eye, and it was literally swelled up, he had to pull over on the side. And they spoke amongst each other, and he said, Chayes Roz. When Chazal said Chayes Roz, it includes, you have to think of all eventuality. He was Chas V'Shom Loyeg Al Chazal. When you say a Tefillas HaDerech, when you think of the words, those words include, you know, any problem, any tzorah, Chas V'Shom. Now, if you travel by plane, and this is a shaila which can happen, and that is, if you're going to an out-of-town airport, that means to get to the airport, you're already sort of going on a motorway. I don't know, Heathrow might be out of town. Stansted, I think, is definitely out of town.
Ben-Gurion,
yes, correct. Yeah. So there are many poskim talk about that, because should you delay your Tefillas HaDerech till you get to your sort of major journey on the plane, or should one already recite the Tefillas HaDerech already on the first leg of the journey? But they all say that one should say Tefillas HaDerech straight away, and this will patter you for the plane journey. So that's already your Tefillas HaDerech, and there's a sakana, you're driving fast, so you should say the Tefillas HaDerech initially. This, you have kavana for the whole journey. In the actual, when you're on the plane, if you're going by plane, then the moment of Tefillas HaDerech is just before takeoff, when the plane starts picking up speed, which is the moment of Sakona, as it's about to lift up the Lagbiya, that's Vosner, B'liashev, right? That's the moment of Chiv Tefillas HaDerech. The Shaila, which I just learned when I was preparing the shiur, something which I didn't know, it's a kula, food. When you go to sleep, if there's food under a bed, when you go to sleep, you sleep on top of food. The halacha is, you must eat that food. There's a ruach ra. It's a ruach ra. Any food under a bed, if it's person sleeps, no, if this person sleeps on the bed and there's food underneath it, that food is also, that's a very well known halacha. Shaila is, when you're sitting up in a journey, in a train, plane, and you fall asleep, and you have some food under your seat. So, Rabbi Vosner Shlita and Rabbi Yasser Shlita both write that you can lachatchila put the food under your seat. You can lachatchila put the food, even though you know you're going to have a good few hours sleep, because the halacha is al hamita. The halacha is when you go to sleep al hamita is a ruach ra. However much you're going to sleep, it's on a chair, it's in a kisei, there's no ruach ra. Good shayla. I think you need to speak to, you'll have to speak to a travel agent. Fine, what type of bed? Good shayla. I imagine the first class has plenty of room to put your food anyways. It's not such a problem. Hilchas Netilas.
If you broke it before.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. We can speak about that. The halacha is that Tilas Haderach doesn't start with a Baruch Atah Hashem like standard brachas. Doesn't it starts with Yehi Ratzon? And one should try and make a brocha hasmucha lechaverta, which means after Asher Yotzar finishes off with a Baruch Atah Hashem, or after Alamichya, after any brocha achroina lechatchila. If you don't have a brocha achroina, then you can make it after brocha rishoina, which is interesting. You can make a shahakal nevdavarev, take a sip of a drink, and say the tefillah saderach. Even though you've had a drink in between, it's still a mile of brocha smuch al-chaveti. You can take a sweet in your mouth, give it a short sack, and take it out, and then say the tefillah saderach. If you don't have a brocha smuch al-chaverta, then it's not ma'akav. You should say the tefillah saderach. Possibly right, it's lachatchila to make a brocha smuch al-chaverta. If you don't have it, then don't delay. But the tefillah saderach is me'ikar adin, it's a shulchan aruch, it's a gemara, it's a shmir. So one should say it in the first, and one should not delay if one doesn't have an appropriate bracha to be masmich.
Is there a problem about
saying
standing up?
The halacha is one should say standing up.
Yeah.
That's the halacha. Me'ikar adin. But the poskim write that most journeys, it's impractical to get, you know, if you're on a plane, it's difficult.
On the motorway,
extremely difficult. If you can do the chatchila stand up, that is the ikra din. Shteit bamido, tefillah saderach bamido. That's the halacha. Yeah, I would thought most cases of travel, it's going to be difficult to stand up.
Going to another town for a chasen and staying there for 5 hours, 6 hours.
So in some Sidurim, they've got this addition which is not in the Gemara, V'sachzireinu L'Vesein V'Sham. It's not in the Gemara, and the Poskim write it's not Ma'akav to say it, even though you're returning the same night. That means if you're returning the same night, you're going for a chasna for a few days, if it's before Alois, one should not say it. It's like one long journey. If you add the Sachsereinu L'Sholem, then that's a mile, but it's not Ma'akav. The Tilas Yadayim, and that's a frequent problem, the Tilas Yadayim on a journey. And the Tilas Yadayim is Choshev Mitzvah, because it's a skula for Panosa, Shulchan Aruch, Simakuf, Nun Ches. Someone is Zohib Nitzilas Yadayim is a skula for Chas V'Sholem. The Shulchan Aruch writes Chas V'Sholem. Hamzalzel bin Nitzilas Yadayim, Chas V'Sholem is Boli De'anius. And Hazohib bin Nitzilas Yadayim is maybe the day Hashirus. Rav Chista said, I pour ano mashi meloy chof namaya. I pour a big cup of water, and Akash Baruch Hu pulls me down Meloi chafne tivusa, a full handful of chesed, of tova, of ashpor. So there's a proper skula for netilas yadayim. You need a lot of water and you're careful to dry your hands properly. It's a skula for panosa. So it's something worthwhile being knowing the halachas, hilchos netilas yadayim. So the first thing is that the water has to be ro'o lishtias kelev. So if you're at the sea, beach water, sea water at the beach is not ro'o lishtias kelev. You cannot fill up a cup, a keli of sea water and wash netilas yadayim, because it's not ro'o lishtias kelev. It's too salty for a dog to drink. So the sea, your only option, if you want to use the seawater, is to do tevila, and you make the bracha al tevila sidan, which is lachatchila, mamish lachatchila. You dip your hands in, and you say the bracha al tevilas yadayim. Because tevila is no din of ma'im she'in ro'al shtiyas kalev. Tevila, you can do tevila in the sea. Person be tov is good for the sea. Tevila is ro'al, is any water. In the horror, it's yamim, it's kosher with tevila. If you're out and about and you want to wash in a bathroom in the Beis HaKisei, for that matter, in the plane, maybe the only place to wash sometimes is in the Beis HaKisei. The poskim really don't like the idea of washing in the Beis HaKisei. Even though maybe our Beis HaKisei is not called Beis HaKisei Kavua, they discuss it. But the Eved, you can wash in the Beis HaKisei. But you must make sure, and that is ma'akav, to wipe your hands outside the Beis HaKisei. You have that is ma'akav. You have to take some paper towels outside the Beis HaKisei and dry your hands outside. Yeah, that's a very good point. That's an important halacha to mention. That the cup has to hold a revius. That means if you've got a small cup, even if you pour a revius two or three times over your hand, if the cup does not contain a revius, it's a possible limitless. So you got this. We have this great controversy in the poskim about the disposable cap for netilas yadayim. It's a huge issue. Is a disposable cap kosher netilas yadayim? And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, in his day, wrote the tshuva that he doesn't allow disposable caps. Not got a shem keli netilas yadayim. And Dain Weiss, the Chatzal Evroch, has got his tshuva, the Minchas Yitzchok. He didn't allow disposable cups. And I think Breish, in his Sefer Chelkes Yaakov, asks it. The Armatirim, the Debrezina, who was the great Mekel, Debrezina, in his Sefer Be'er Moshe, allows disposable cups. I think Rabbi Yomim Zilber, in his Oz Nidberu, allows this. There's a huge controversy. So, the Chatzchila, or can avoid using a disposable cup. It's you're being yotze all the days. But with the Eved, there's yesh al mi lismach. Yesh al mi lismach. What about a bottle? You know, if you bring water with you, and that's probably if you're going on an outing, going out, bring water with you is the best lachatchil. To bring water with you, wash on site, wash where you're about to eat. You could wash at home in theory. Before the journey, then you've got the problem of shor v'chaymish. You have to eat every 72 minutes. And what's called eating is sucking a sweet every 72 minutes, considered eating. Very delicate, unclear. So the lachatchila of netilas yadayim is to bring with water. If it's possible, if it's practically possible, that is the lachatchila. Can you use the bottle as a keli? Is a good shayla. Now, The halacha is that if the kiluach, when you turn the bottle over, the kiluach pours in one smooth pour, then you can use the bottle. The bottle is a keli. You've got a bit of a shy if it's a plastic bottle. If it's a plastic lemonade bottle or whatever, then you're into your disposable problem. But let's say it's a glass bottle. Let's say, for argument's sake, a glass bottle. It's a bottle of grape juice, which is a good bottle. If the kiluach pours in one, and the poskim write that our bottles today do pour. They don't stop. That means when you turn it, they pour in one. So you could use a bottle. One could use a bottle. And I saw in the Sefer Rachav Yadayim, he says our bottles today do pour in one pour, and you can use them. I'm going to stay out of that one. Tchumin, and this, some people have a shaila of tchumin. If you're going to take a house somewhere which is in a village or a remote area, serious shaila tchumin for Shabbos, because tchumin works out in our language 0.8 miles, which is really not a lot. 0.8 miles, the poskim say, is like something on the average about 10 minutes of walking. Of sort of average walking, it's about 10 minutes. So you can't walk more than unless you lay down a tchumim, which you can do. You can put down tchumim. It's not a major thing to make tchumim. But if you haven't got tchumim, then you can go 10 minutes that way, 10 minutes that way, and you've got to be careful not to be yet to chutz l'tchum.
Where does it stop?
0.8 miles.
Where does it stop?
The last house. The very last house. The very last
chutz. You've got houses non-stop another 20 miles.
You're okay. You're okay. You're okay. You're fine.
I'm okay.
You can go till the very last house. It only starts with, if it's a village which has got scattered houses, then you've got you're okay. You're okay. You get to the very last house. Your own garden.
No, the garden of these houses.
Oh, it's the Rishus. Yes, they're Rishus. Yes, they're Rishus. I would have thought it's their Rishus. It's their Rishus.
The houses have to be within 70 amos.
Of each other, that could be. Could be. Yeah. You're right. I can't remember if you spread that. Yeah, you're right. There's a bracha which I think is well known, and that is the bracha on the Maaseh Bereishis. If you see mountains, halacha, and I think it's Reish Chavches, you see mountains, they have to be spectacular mountains, halacha. The nusach of the Shulchan Aruch is Horim Meshunim, very unusual, very spectacular, beautiful mountains. You make a bracha, Ois Maaseh Bereishis. If you see them from far, you see mountains from far, Rabbi Yashua says it's okay, you don't have to be close to the mountain. I think he says this, he says that if you're in an aeroplane and you're looking down at the mountains, you can also make the bracha Oysim Maaseh Bereishis, as long as it's behiro, you can see them clearly, even though you're up in the air and looking down, you can say Oysim Maaseh Bereishis. And Rav Rosner says a fila balaylo, someone makes a tiyul balaylo, if you can see the mountains, you can also say Oysim Maaseh Bereishis. And there's Nahorois, rivers, lakes, sea, once every 30 days, Oyster Master Bereishis. What I haven't managed to clarify is, and maybe you can let me know if you know, what's the halacha? Have you made Oyster Master Bereishis a mountain? And then you see Nahorois, is there separate Oyster Master? Because the Loshon Shulchan Aruch is, you see Nahorois, you see mountains, you see Oyster Master Bereishis. Is there separate Oyster Master Bereishis for each one of the Nifloa Saboira for the mountains, for the rivers? I haven't managed to find a clear halacha in that.
What's the
Nahoros
one? How must the river be?
Yes, you're right. So the Shulchan Aruch says only on four rivers, the Chidekel and the ones four mentioned in the Torah. But the Shabura says the Poskim writes is for any major river like one of the major lake like one of those four lakes, like the Chidekel, the Frost. It has to be a big lake. Has to be a big lake.
Yeah,
a train is different bracha. Sayom HaGadol. She also says Sayom HaGadol. It's a different bracha. Special bracha for Mediterranean. You just made one, I think. Sayom HaGadol. Specific, no, Pacific is not. Pacific is Oyster Maaseh Bereishis. Pacific and Atlantic is Oyster Maaseh Bereishis. Yeah, it's Mediterranean, especially Yom HaGadol.
Only Mediterranean.
Only Mediterranean.
You're shy if you made a proper. You made a proper Oyster Maaseh Bereishis on the Pacific, and then you saw Yom HaGadol.
Yes, really. The Ganella Oyster Maaseh Bereishis.
No.
Yom HaGadol. Good shy.
to the Mediterranean up.
I'm sure you said it happened.
In Gibraltar, you can see both at one point. You can see the Atlantic and the Mediterranean.
Yeah, clear from the window, it's to make the bracha. As long as he says behira, as long as it's clear, you can make the window. Just finish off. We have just 2 minutes. Just talking about the bria. Rav Chatzka Levenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to say that if one does manage to get out of it in the holidays, and it's a wonderful opportunity to be misboinin in the niflois habayra during the year. We're busy, everyone's running, doing their own thing. So once a year, there's a bit of menucha where you can look at the niflois habayra. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, the way to come to Avas Hashem, to Yiras Hashem, is boinin bebruav haniflois. Kadosh Baruch Hu's wondrous brias. The Charedim, in his Sefer Charedim, he counts as a mitzvah saseh to be mizboinein bigdulas Hashem or biflois haboirim. Mailas hisboinein bigdulas yizborach or bibruav mitzvah shlishish shenema su'u moroim einechem or u mibora eile hamoitzi b'mitzvah tzvah nechol ha'mishem yikros. That brings a munah. You can bring a munah, you can strengthen your munah, you see in the flowers haboira. Just finish off with the interesting Mishabruah. Mishabruah says that when you bench and you're out and about, you can't say harachamon v'yishlach lonu barocha meruba babayis hazeh because you're not at home. You should substitute it, writes the Mishabura b'shem l'chavis yog, with a different harachamon. Maybe we'll finish off with a harachamon because it's a very beautiful tefillah. Harachamon v'yishlach barocha meruba b'harichoseinu v'yishivaseinu ad oylam. Mishabura kuf tzadik gimel b'shem l'chavis yog.